This Paul W. Smith Show podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools.
August 15th, 1945. The Allies around the world celebrated victory over Japan and the final end of World War II. This Saturday, tomorrow, the 70th anniversary of VJ Day, the Detroit Arsenal of Democracy Museum in St. Clair Shores will be hosting a group of local veterans who were there. The men have been invited to share memories and rare wartime photographs from their personal collections during a very special presentation tomorrow. One of those men from Warren, Mr. Calvin Quint. Mr. Quint, it is a pleasure, it is an honor to meet you, and thank you for your service to this country, joining the United States Navy in 1944 at the age of 17. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It is a pleasure to have you on board here, and I presume you're looking very forward to being with some of your compatriots tomorrow at the Detroit Arsenal of Democracy Museum in St. Clair Shores.
Yes, that'll be very nice. I've been there before, and it's a really nice place to go. A lot of military vehicles and other things from World War II.
You, as I mentioned, joined the United States Navy in 1944 at the age of 17 and shipped out for the Pacific on the assault transport USS Marathon. Take us back in time and tell us what that was like and what you encountered as a young man.
Yes, being 17, and I was really not very knowledgeable what's going on. And I went into the Navy and boot camp in St. Illinois there at the Navy base and Camp Dewey. Went all through there, came home on leave, and then went to California, ended up in San Diego where we learned how to run the landing craft, taking in troops in. From there, we went overseas to Pearl Harbor and on west.
You were involved in the invasion of Okinawa, and you were torpedoed there in July of 1945. What was that like?
That was something, like anything else that happened suddenly, it was a real surprise. I was sleeping on, it was so hot and muggy and everything inside the ship, and a lot of times, or probably most of the time, I would go up and sleep on the top of the boat, the engine on the boat that we ran, and put my sleeping stuff down there and cover up, and it would be really nice. And this particular night, July the 22nd, 1945, at about 12:30, I believe it was, in the morning, all of a sudden, a tremendous explosion. I was already asleep, but it really waked me up.
I'm sure it did.
And from that, at first, we thought it was a boiler or something blew up, and it didn't take long to find out that it was a torpedo.
Were you at risk of sinking?
If we had been in the ocean, it probably would have, I believe, because it blew a 50-foot hole, 50 feet long and about 18 feet high.
Wow.
In the side of the ship in number two hold. But it also blew another 3-foot hole in the bulkhead between number two and number one. And as the ship went down in the front, down to the anchors, water poured through that hole and flooded number one also. So if that had happened out at sea, it would have went down for sure. But being in the harbor in Buckner Bay, the Navy repair crews and tugs were over there with big pumps. They threw those pumps on there and started pumping like crazy and put divers down in. They found that hole and they plugged that up rapidly and pumped number one out. So then it came back up fairly level. And from then on, they had to keep pumping, and they put a tug alongside and built a cofferdam that fit over the hole. And then they pulled that up tight against the ship and started pumping the water out of number two, and then repaired the whole thing from the inside.
Wow. We're speaking with Calvin Quint, 88, an eyewitness to VJ Day. He was there, and he'll be there tomorrow at the Detroit Arsenal of Democracy Museum in St. Clair Shores, sharing his story, sharing pictures. Calvin Quint is 88. He was there during VJ Day, which we celebrate the 70th anniversary of tomorrow. He joined the Navy in 1944 at the age of 17. We've already heard about his ship taking part in the invasion of Okinawa. We've heard about a ship being torpedoed in July 22nd, 1945. And you also weathered a couple of typhoons, for goodness sakes, Calvin.
Yes, we were just barely finished repairing. There were still a few things that they had to do to the ship, but it was enough that it was done enough that we could get out to sea because this typhoon was coming in. If we stayed in the harbor, we would have been driven ashore or sunk or something. So we went out and we went into the, I think it was called the China Sea off of Korea, and ran around. It was really, really rough, rolling side to side. Because of being torpedoed, we were basically empty in the ship, and it was like a cork floating around. But we weathered that storm and went back to Okinawa after it was over.
That's interesting, Calvin, as I hear your story. In one episode, it was a good thing you weren't out to sea, and in the other episode, it was a good thing you were out to sea.
Right.
The Imperial Japanese forces accepted the terms of unconditional surrender August 14, 1945, and VJ Day celebrated worldwide on August 15th. The formal Japanese surrender was signed on the deck of the USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay on September 2, 1945, but tomorrow, the 70th anniversary of VJ Day will be commemorated, and it'll be happening at the Detroit Arsenal of Democracy Museum in St. Clair Shores. The museum will open at 9:30 in the morning, featuring displays including a Marine Corps Jeep, a World War II-era Marine Corps uniform, other artifacts, other presentations, slideshows, pictures that have never been seen before, and the veterans that are expected to be in attendance tomorrow. Bill Sayed, 95, of St. Clair Shores, Ray Mabarek, 93, Grosse Pointe City, George Olshove, 95, of East Point, and our guest, Calvin Quint, 88, of Warren. And I understand that you're still very active and sometimes biking 30 to 40 miles at a time at some outings around the state. That's something, Calvin.
Yeah, I try to keep young, and biking helps out a lot.
Well, it seems like it does, and that would be correct, too, with your lovely wife, who you've been with since, I don't know, it's been like almost 69 years of marriage now?
Yes, 69 years.
You have any secrets for success for a long marriage?
Yes, shut up and listen.
The other one I've heard is, you're so right, honey. You're so right.
All right.
Well, Calvin, what an honor, what a pleasure, what a privilege of being able to speak with you. For those of us whose fathers fought in the war, grandfathers and grandmothers and others that fought in the war who are no longer with us, you bring back some of the memories of the heroism of the young men and women of that time who answered the call and entered happily, frankly, into what was the greatest conflict in world history. And we salute you for that, and we can never thank you enough for that. And I'm glad you're getting more accolades starting tomorrow with this program at the Detroit Arsenal of Democracy Museum in St. Clair Shores. Thank you so much for sharing part of your story. We so appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Calvin Quint, 88, of Warren. Joined the U.S. Navy, 1944, at the age of 17. Shipped out for the Pacific on the assault transport USS Marathon. The ship took part in the invasion of Okinawa. It was torpedoed there in July 22, 1945. They weathered two typhoons, and after the war ended, transported liberated Allied prisoners. And I just thought you'd like to know about Calvin Quint. Here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.